Three of the four Gospels tell a story about Jesus and some religious leaders who tried to trap him on several occasions, including once in a discussion of the taxes Caesar expected from all those living in the Roman Empire. "Teacher," they asked him, "is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" Jesus replied by asking, "Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription are on it?" "Caesar's," they replied. And Jesus said to them, "Then give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." Coins and paper money, too, bear the images of a nation's leaders or its symbols. In addition to our presidents and other leaders, U.S. coins and bills are adorned with eagles, images of the U.S. Treasury building, Thomas Jefferson's home, Monticello. Canadian money includes images of loons and a maple leaf. British money always bears the Queen's likeness, but also the symbols of Ireland and Scotland and England, the shamrock and the thistle and the rose. Whose image do we bear? The creation story contained in the book of Genesis reminds us that God made humankind in God's image. Like those coins and bills, we bear the imprint, the image of the kingdom we belong to, and we bear that image of God into the world. Or at least we are supposed to. Genesis also reminds us that sometimes we forget, or even choose not to remember. When Cain killed his brother Abel in a fit of jealousy, God asked of him, "Where is your brother?" To which Cain replied, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Of course, we know the answer to that. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. Yes, we are the keepers of our brothers and our sisters. Why? Because each of them, as well as each of us, bear the imprint and the image of God. Every human being in this world embodies the image of the Creator. Every one of us is precious in God's sight. And so, when someone goes lost or missing, God grieves. God grieves because a piece of God's self has gone missing. And we should grieve as well. But also, as the hands and feet in the world, we should be about seeking what has been lost. Traditional interpretations of this parable about the lost sheep and the lost coin, and the parable that follows it, the one about the prodigal son, often name God as the shepherd, the householder, the loving father, and locate us as the sheep and the coins and the sons. New Testament scholar Amy Jill Levine suggests a first century audience would not have heard the story in that way. In fact, she says a first century Christian would balk at the idea of God as the shepherd who loses a sheep. God is the woman who loses a coin. God is the father who loses a son. And Levine rejects the idea that we should see ourselves as either sheep or coins, reminding us that neither one of those things is capable of repenting for sin. What if instead we see ourselves as the shepherd, as the woman, as the father? What if we hold ourselves accountable for relationships that have gone astray like lost sheep or fallen by the wayside like a lost coin? Levine says the first step is to notice what has gone missing. To us, a single coin, even a single sheep, may not seem like much, not when we have solid bank accounts or herds of 100 livestock to look after. It's a loss, but how much of a loss? An actuary would calculate the return on the investment, time and money involved in the search, and would make a recommendation, probably against the search. But God is not an actuary, and human calculations do not figure into God's view and value. God, who sent a piece of God's self into the world in the form of Jesus the Christ, would never give up the search for a missing piece of God's self. We see the stories in our news all the time about parents who lost a child and do not give up hope, not in the hours or the days or even the years that follow, not until the child is found, because that child is a piece of them. That child carries their DNA, but even more, that child carries a piece of heart. Is that what it's like for God when one of us goes astray? Like a piece of God has broken and there is a rough, jagged edge exposed now? No wonder there is rejoicing in heaven when the lost is found and the wayward is returned. No wonder we are directed to be one another's keepers. We've been entrusted with the safekeeping of our siblings, and they with us. At first glance, it may be difficult to see what's missing. In a flock of 100 sheep scattered around on a hillside, it might be impossible to know the one is gone unless one takes the time to count. Likewise, a stack of 9 coins looks very much like a stack of 10. It's when we invest the time and the effort in naming and numbering the sheep or the coins, that's when we realize what's no longer there. Regardless of how the loss came about, whether the sheep was thirsty and went to search for water, whether it was scared by a predator, whether the household cat knocked the coin off the table and it rolled under the sofa, when we come to the realization that something or someone has gone missing, then it is time to act. It's time to go in search of what has been lost and to trust that what we've been holding on to will be there when we return. Scholar Amanda Brooks Renard of Valparaiso University in Indiana points out that in both parables, the shepherd and the woman are responsible both for the loss and for the recovery. And then the shepherd and also the woman call their neighbors and friends to rejoice with them. In their joy and in their celebration, one wonders whether they spent more than they gained in the recovery of the lost sheep and the lost coin. The measure of rejoicing might suggest to us that the recovered object was thought to be irretrievably lost, and its recovery unlikely, if not impossible. And it's more than the recovery of something that's been lost. It's the recovery of God's image bearer, the recognition that God's imprint is indelible. So let today's message be an invitation to you to look around. Take an inventory. Notice who is missing from your life. Ask the question, what relationships have you let go astray? Has anyone been lost from your life? Seek diligently for God's image in all that seems lost. Hunt among the rocks and the caves and the shadows for the wayward. Search in every crack and crevice for the misplaced. Be vigilant, be tireless, and remember that nothing is impossible with God. Amen.